USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's Supreme Court confirmation hearing started Monday with more than 4 hours of discussions from mostly lawmakers and colleagues of Ms. Jackson.
And like so many who had experienced lawful racial segregation firsthand, my parents, Johnny and Ellery Brown, left their hometown of Miami, Florida, and moved to Washington, D.C., to experience new freedom.
Judge Jackson's confirmation hearings continue all week. A Russian court found jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny guilty of large-scale fraud on Tuesday. President Vladimir Putin's most prominent critic will probably get his jail time extended by years. Navalny is already serving a 2.5-year sentence at a prison camp for parole violations. It was on this day in 1963 the Beatles released their album Please Please Me. It's regarded as one of the greatest albums of all time. USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
A television show that highlighted some of the reckless morals in our society is going off the air.
If you're into daytime television, The Maury Povich Show is the latest daytime talker to announce it's stopping production in 2022.
In the case of 10-month-old royalty, Daryl, you are not...
Maury Povich is ending his run and retiring after 31 seasons of hosting the show. Povich's exit comes as NBC Universal also ends another first-run syndicated series, Judge Jerry, hosted by Jerry Springer, after just 3 seasons. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Dozens of homes and other buildings were badly damaged as severe storms and a reported 20 tornadoes moved through Texas and Oklahoma Monday. Severe weather is expected again today with tornado watches from Houston to Memphis to Tallahassee, Florida, and includes Atlanta and New Orleans, Louisiana. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
Ukraine rejected Russia's demand to surrender the city of Mariupol, where hundreds of thousands of civilians are suffering without food, water, or electricity. Mariupol City Council member Maxim Borodin tells MSNBC why Mariupol is so important to Russia.
I think the Mariupol is important for Russians, not like the city, not like its citizens, but only for the picture, for their propaganda TV. Because for the last days, Mariupol is totally destroyed. They continue to destroy our metallurgical plants, so most of the buildings are damaged. And there are no chance that Russians is rebuild it. They only use Mariupol today to show, they want to show that they liberate, so-called liberate city, and liberated from fascists. But there are no fascists. There are only Ukrainians, and most of the people in the city is civilian. And most of the people they already killed is civilian. It's not military.
A large study of 181,000 people found that people who recover from COVID-19 within the past year are 40% more likely to receive a new diagnosis of diabetes compared to those who were not infected. The increased risk translates to 1% of the people who have had COVID-19 developing diabetes who otherwise would not have. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.